Welcome to Jay Madison's Rural America. It's a journey through the stories impacting rural economies and country lifestyles. Jay Madison's Rural America is also a production of Jefferson County Economic Development. Now here's Jay.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Jay Madison's Rural America. We're really excited to have you joining us for this episode of the podcast. And I've got my compadre back in the studio today, the one, the only, Mr. Ron Robbins. How you doing there, sir?
Jay, I had to get directions to find my way in here today. It's been a couple months, I guess, since I've been on the podcast.
It has been. The last time we did it, you were down in a tractor in Florida.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back in the studio, sir.
It's great to be back, and it's we got a little snow happening outside, but we've had signs of spring, and we're getting a little free fertilizer, as they say today.
That's right. Well, Ron, we've got one heck of a guest on the phone with us today, and we're looking forward to next week. He'll actually be here in Jefferson County speaking with us. It is Dr. David Cole. He's Professor Emeritus of Agriculture Finance and Small Business Management and Entrepreneurship in the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics at Virginia Tech. He actually hails from right here in Jefferson County. He attended Belleville Henderson School and went through the Belleville Henderson FFA. He also graduated from Jefferson Community College. If you haven't heard of Dr. Cole, you should have, because he is internationally known agricultural economist, speaks all over the place to a variety of groups, not only agriculture, but the banking industry, finance industry, and how it all binds together. He is so dynamic. He's one of those people, Ron, I like to refer to him this way, and you're going to owe me $20 for this afterwards, Dr. Cole. Yeah. He's one of those people that when you go to a conference and you're like, oh, I don't want to go to that presentation. What else is going on? And then all of a sudden you see David Cole on the agenda. And even though you might have heard him speak three or four times before,
you always want to hear it again.
You go back.
Yeah.
Because he's so good. So now I'll take that $20. You can Venmo that over to me, Dr. Cole, afterwards. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. That $20 doesn't go far in inflation now.
Not these inflationary times. Man.
I'm not even sure I can get a Big Mac meal for that.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I went to Five Guys. $20 didn't cover it the other day in Iowa.
No, not at all. Well, Dr. Cole, it is fantastic to have you on the show with us. We really appreciate you doing the podcast. You're going to be here on, what is it, March 28th, Ron? What do we got lined up there? Thursday, March 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jefferson Community College.
That's going to be an awesome event, Jay. We're moving the Ag Conference this year up to JCC. Little different format than in the past. So I think everybody's super excited about the opportunity to not only hear Dr. Cole, but to be able to have some time on the that evening to spend some time with him and have some one-on-one conversations.
Meet and greet after his presentation.
Yeah.
And the really cool part is before he talks to the audience, he's actually going to be doing a guest lecture for the entrepreneurship class at Jefferson Community College. So they're getting a very special treat before the program actually starts. So we're real excited, Dr. Cole, to have you come into Jefferson County. I do need to send a shout out to Midway International Logistics, Casanova Equipment Company, Great Lakes Cheese, North Harbor Dairy and Old McDonald's Farm, Jefferson County Public Health Services, and the Cheese Store on Route 3 heading towards Sackett's Harbor for being our major sponsors for the program. We couldn't do all of this without them. So, Dr. Cole, before the show started, I actually had to cut you and Ron off. We were talking, and I said to both of them, folks, I said, hey, guys, I said, what you are talking about, that's rural America. It's an absolutely awesome story. They were talking about sports, high school sports and college sports, and how it impacts rural America. And Dr. Cole, you are a graduate, right, of Belleville Henderson School District right here in Jefferson County. Ron, you're a graduate of Sackett's Harbor.
Yep.
Now, did you guys get to play against each other?
No, he was a little before my time. And you were actually had been the Union Academy, Belleville Union Academy, right, in your time?
Yeah, that is correct. And we got talking about basketball, and I want to congratulate Sackett's Harbor for going, to the state finals this year. And we were discussing that. And of course that Union Academy, that was, the last team to beat us was Sackett's Harbor and went on to win 104 straight games. It was the national, Belleville Union Academy. And it was the modern day win streak. We broke Lou Alcindor's record at Peller Memorial. And then what happened was, we went on, and then, of course, Sackett's came back, and they're building, a dynasty, a culture there, a very, very successful basketball culture, which it builds a lot of life skills. That's what we found also. You ask any of the old coaches, they were not only in there to teach basketball, but also life skills. And I think that's very, very important. I often say success is not a score on a standardized test. It's oftentimes building life skills. And so we were having that discussion. Jay had to cut us off.
Having interacted with the Sackett's basketball program now for over 30 years, back to when my son Jeff really was, went to high school there. And then my son Jeff's, I coached youth basketball when he was in second, third grade, right on up through coach summer league. And, I look at all those kids that have come through that program and other good programs here in the North Country and watch what they've done in life. And I was able to watch the players this past weekend interact with not only the community, but we were up in Lake George. They were so polite. The hotel staff, the small kids that are managers, they take them under their wing. And I mean, that's what growing up in a small town in rural America to me is all about. And that's, we've had a generation here maybe where we've kind of lost some of those, some of that, and that acquaintance with growing up in rural America and what it means. But I'm seeing a lot of, even in my grandkids, my oldest is 13 and his friends are coming out to the farm on the weekends and they're shooting pigeons and they're working in the calf barn. And these are town kids that want to be on the farm now. And to me, that's exciting, Dr. Cole.
Ron, I'm seeing that, as I travel, I'm here in Kansas City today and I'm flying to Bozeman, Montana tonight to do a conference, but I'm experiencing that all over the country. Ron, and yesterday I had a bunch of FFA groups in my adult seminars, and last week I did. And one of the things is, I might have those youth. There might be 50 in the audience, but I got 100 eyeballs on me. And they're not stuck on their technology,
right?
And different things, and that's why I have to give a shout out to 4-H FFA. I mean, we've got very successful chapters there in the North Country and Jefferson County, and I think one of the things we've got to give a shout out to our teachers that are, involved with those leadership programs, whether it's sports or whether it's, any of those programs in school.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was thinking about it while you and Ron were talking, and, these programs, sports, everything that these youth are doing, what we offer, and I'm involved with the sports entertainment industry, our collegiate baseball team, and then our professional hockey team here in Watertown. And there's been a merger of the two by the ownership. And I commented the other day about it, about how it's important to the community to maintain these teams for sports entertainment quality of life. It's also important because that provides the model for the young kids to follow. And it all relates back to exactly what your topic is for the seminar, future-proofing your farm or business, future-proofing your child for life and success. Because those sports, as Sackett's Harbor experienced, they had tremendous success. They made it to the championship game. But unfortunately, at the buzzer, it just the ball didn't fall the way they had hoped, and so they ended up losing that game. Well, that lends itself for future proofing. They experienced great successes, and unfortunately, they had some losses at the worst possible time in the end. And that is future-proofing you for life.
No, and you're exactly correct on that one, Jay. And, some of the economic times we're moving into in the agriculture and, business community, it's going to take a lot of agility, nimbleness, and resiliency.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Cole, Jay and I were just talking before I come in, what we're seeing happening here in rural America over the last couple years, we rode some pretty good times of really high commodity prices, but at the same time, we've seen inflationary trends on all the inputs and everything from seed, fertilizer, chemicals to farm equipment, and then labor inflation has just been out of control here. But all of a sudden, we didn't let the air out of the balloon, but we've pretty much popped the balloon in the last 6 months here. So when it comes to corn, soybean, wheat prices, cattle prices certainly soaring, but how long will that last? But the impacts that we're seeing on rural America with this volatility that exists out there in world agricultural economics, what's it going to take for the average producer out there to survive through that and maneuver through that kind of volatility? I mean, yes, there's a lot of well-positioned farm businesses that have done everything right, but boy, there's a lot of them that, are aging out and maybe don't have a second generation. And what do you see on the horizon here for the next 3 to 5 years in U.S. agriculture?
Well, it's real interesting. I could be in Jefferson County, or I could be, here in Kansas or out on the West Coast. Where one of the periods that we're moving into is a cycle, Ron, right after the great commodity super cycle from 2007 to 2012, we kind of moved into a period that was about 6 years before the pandemic of, I call them the grinder years, or we were kind of out there lost in the profit desert. This time, though, and you hit it the nail on the head, we've got the inflated costs, and of course, now we have the higher interest rates, and we're seeing right. The commodity prices coming off. And one of the things it's going to require is we're in the playoffs now, and it's going to require the A game out there as far as business and finance. And, Ron, I'll be very, very candid with you. Something I'm going to tell the group next week, half of the world population is going to go through a major election this year. Of course, Taiwan, the one and we expected in Russia, came out as expected. But we got one here in the United States. But even Mexico, our large trading partner, and India, with all those elections, trade, sanctions, tariff, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty. So that's going to increase this volatility, not only on the price side and the cost side. Now, a lot of people lock up on volatility. In other words, you get kind of emotional about it. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of analogous to being on the basketball court. Everybody's yelling and screaming from the stands, but what do you do? For example, if you're shooting a foul shot, you look over the rim, keep your elbow in, and you follow your fundamentals, and you're going to make 80% of the shots. Mm-hmm. And so to fight through this, all this geopolitical noise, military noise, it's going on around the world. Focus and concentration is going to be game plan number one, Ron, on this. And I tell people, you got to manage the controllables in your business and manage around the uncontrollables. In other words, we can't control out of Washington, D.C. or Albany or in my state, Richmond, Virginia, or Beijing or Moscow. And so we've got to kind of keep that eye on the ball. And I make this analogy. It's kind of like the game of basketball. If played properly, 95% of the time the ball's not in your hands. It's what you do away from the ball. Mm-hmm. So when the ball gets in your hands, you give an assist or you do something positive. And it's kind of what I call the background work, the dirty work nobody sees. In other words, managing your marketing, managing your finances, managing employees, developing that business culture, which we talked about pre-podcast, like we talk in sports. And so it's doing those. And one of the things is it's going to be a fork in the road. I got, you know, people I know in Kansas, people came up afterwards and they go, you know, you're an optimist, but also a realist. And there's going to be a fork in the road. There's going to be a certain set of businesses that get it. And, you know, it's not going to be, you know, record profits, but there will be windows of profit. And then others, they're going to struggle. They're going to struggle not only financially, but also it takes an emotional toll out there. So we're in the fork in the road. I'm coming up from Syracuse, and do I cruise over and take Route 3 or do I continue up 81? That would be the analogy.
Absolutely. Now, you know, one of the questions, you know, that I wanted to ask, just so people have an understanding of what to expect. If there's a business leader out there who's not involved in agriculture, will your presentation, and to me, I think I know the answer, but will your presentation have benefit? If I'm trying to run a company that's making widgets out there in Watertown, and I'm hearing about this seminar, should I come to it? What am I going to get out of it?
Yeah, no, and absolutely. Matter of fact, I was in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina the other day, and I had a dentist. I had a beautician in my seminar, and they go, you know, the things that you talk about, my business IQ, they said, we can apply it to these types of businesses. And I don't, you know, I will tell people, whether you're 8 or 80, there's going to be something in it for you. And I hope some of the FFA students, some of the 4-H students come out, because one of the things is I'll talk to youth, but I could also talk to the owner in downtown Watertown, or and still the principles are cross-cutting. I taught entrepreneurship at Cornell and down at Virginia Tech for a number of years, and I had a number of non-farm businesses in there. And so one of the things that I try to do is whether you're a farm or a ranch or whether you're a downtown business or a startup business, I'm going to have something in there for you.
Yeah, and, you know, that's really important. You know, as we talked about putting on the seminar this year, it was one of the conversations really was, how do we involve the business community? And one of our goals here is to get people to think about agriculture as a business in the community, and develop these stronger relationships between, you know, the mom and pop business in town, the corporate business in town, and the farm business that's just outside of town. And because we all intertwine, really, and that's what, coming back to this concept, you know, Watertown may be somewhat of a small metropolitan area, but it's still a very rural community in the end. I mean, we're in upstate New York. We're no different than, you know, someplace in Wisconsin, you know, Rapid City, South Dakota, other places. We're really rural communities. We're not urban areas like your big cities of Chicago, New York City, Dallas, those kinds of areas.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Ron, because I was in Colorado the other day, and I had some military people that were there, and they go, wow, this is applicable. And, you know, we got Fort Drum and all the businesses. And, you know, Ron, it's interesting. And I appreciate the invitation to kind of come back home. And I was thinking, when I was growing up, we had over 1,000 dairy farms in the county. But you look at it, we've got some dairy farms, big and small, but look at all the other businesses. I was just thinking of all the other businesses that are spun off, all the way from your old McDonald's farms to, you know, the food store over in Belleville, dairy processing. Actually, I've got 3 guys I play basketball with that have fishing guide services. And I can tell you, the things that I'll talk about that evening, they are applicable to any one of those businesses.
Well, I think it's going to be great. I'm really excited to have you here. But my question for you, Dr. Cole, is going back to that basketball analogy. So if it's the fourth quarter and I'm down by 6 here with 5 minutes left, what's my best play here for the next 5 years?
But, no. I'll joke aside, and again, I'll come to you as an academic, but I'll also come to you as a business owner in agriculture. We have had that dairy creamery for 24 years, and you know we have 6 farms who produce for the creamery, and we sell milk in the glass bottle, ice cream, eggnog, and custard. Let's put it this way, the pandemic put us into that. And one of the things is our business was really struggling. We were what the lender would call a special asset. And no, all joking aside, we were in the fourth quarter. And we were down. Of course, one of the things I will just tell you, we had to come up with some cash. We did. But also the lender, we developed a 10-point plan, 8 focused on efficiency, 2 focused on growth. And one of the things is it was back to fundamentals. We're actually doing a weekly cash flow. We have been for 3 years now at the creamery. We went through and simplified our operations. We kind of looked at what was making us money, what wasn't. We came back in and looked at our business culture and see who aligned up from the overall culture. And unfortunately, we had to let some people go, and talent was very, very important. And so one of the things is you'll have to make some hard choices. And again, the old things like having your goals and your focus. Having your cash flow, monitoring. I tell people, success in this fourth quarter, it's about planning and it's about strategizing. But then you got to go out and on that court or out on that field and execute. But one of the things that we don't do enough is monitor. And so those are things that you got to do when that score is getting down there. And that's going to be those 4 steps and the execution, the monitoring is going to be extremely, extremely critical. And it's monitoring. So it makes numbers or non-numbers customized to your type of business. That's what it's going to be very, very critical.
That's great. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, because Sunday afternoon with 46 seconds left to go in the state championship game, we were down 8 and we had a chance to win it. We ended up losing by 2 and had a chance to win it with a possession and a 3-point shot at the buzzer. And that took my son Jeff developing some strategy really fast that got a couple quick steals off inbound plays, 2 3-pointers, and then getting the ball back with 5 seconds to go and getting a shot off. Now, hey, maybe we didn't win, but, you know, when you're down 8 with 46 seconds left to play and you still have a chance to win it at the buzzer, that's creating strategy and that's developing execution.
Ron, and this is sometimes, and we had to have this at our crew. We had to have plan A, B, C, and D. Yeah. And that is very, very critical. I'll never forget the game at Jefferson Community College when Belleville was going for their 100 or 101st win. One of the things, it was against Sandy Creek. They were down by 1 point. And I can remember it was Coach Van Dusen, who was at Sackett's, went to Belleville, but Coach Murphy was there too. And one of the things is it didn't go to the number one. It actually didn't go to the number two. It actually went to the number 3 person who made the shot, you know, from the extended foul line, and they had to go through 3 alternatives, and so having plan A, B, C, and D, it was real critical. And you know, Ron, it was so interesting in turning our business back around. And by the way, we're back. We had record profits this last year and everything. And doing all those little fundamentals and having all those alternatives, you know, business and life is like a flywheel. If you do those things properly, it just spins up positive. If you do them negatively, right, it can spin down negatively. And so I know exactly what was going on. Well, I don't know, because I wasn't there, but having those alternatives, very important. And you said something else that's real critical. You got to have some advisors or assistant coaches or managers out there giving you input, because sometimes they see things that you don't see.
You know, we actually, in our own business, Dr. Cole, a little over a year ago, we implemented a four-member advisory board to go along with my wife, my son, Brian, and myself, forming basically a board of directors. And we felt like we needed that extra level of assistance and thought processes and basically another eight eyes, right, on the overall business to say, you know, hey, as opportunities come our way, how are we going to analyze these opportunities? How are we going to create a strategy? It's really given us some at home some confidence to look at things. And, you know, right now our focus is on building middle management and recruiting, you know, having some expertise and from folks outside our business to say, and even we found ourselves being kind of hard on ourselves at times. And one of our advisory board members the other day said, you guys are way too hard on yourself here. You might be a little thin at middle management, but you got lots of options. Keep doing what you're doing and just keep doing more of it. And then that builds, that gives you some confidence to go back out there, right, and put it all out there.
Well, Ron, it's funny you mentioned that. At our creamery, we have outside advisors. One of our advisors is in Omaha, Nebraska, and it's not Warren Buffett, by the way. But the other one, he's passed away. He was from Indiana, and it was that other set of eyes. And sometimes we were so caught up in our silo. In other words, we were kind of negative on ourselves, and they go, you know, you're not doing too bad.
You're
making progress. And here, in other words, they could see opportunities that we couldn't see, but they could also spot some fallacies that we couldn't see. And it's funny you mentioned, one of the things that was very successful, we had too many of our, while we have 50 some employees, they were thinking in their silo. And so what we had to do is get them to think globally. And we are building those seven middle managers, just like you all are, and just having that outside expertise, those assistant coaches. And by the way, Brian, it was what we were talking pre-podcast. One of the things is, down at Sackett's, they're starting them in third and fourth grade. Sometimes it's those new people coming on, you can almost see that sparkle,
right,
and say, you know, they might be some middle managers out there,
yeah,
5 or 10 years from now.
Right.
And so it's building that culture. By the way, to have successful strategy, you got to have a successful culture.
Well, Dr. Cole, we've got to start to wrap this up. We've hit our imaginary time limit. But I know that the three of us could go on for hours, but
yeah,
I don't know that our listeners could last 3 hours with us.
So. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you here. And by the way, I'll be back up next summer. Maybe we can do this again in the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, we'd love to have you again. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And because it's an honor to come back, and hopefully we can get some folks to come out, and I hope some of the youth come out.
We're working on it.
Yeah, and I don't know, somehow I would like to be able to give them a monetary award if they would come that night or something. All joking aside, I just would like to have them come out, because you know what, one of the comments I'll hear, I wished I'd have brought the whole family to this thing.
Yes,
I hear that. Ron, you've been with me before, and I hear that oftentimes, you know, and so hopefully we can get some folks. And also, I'm going to be around after my talk. I want to be able to talk and engage with people, and hey, it's my day in Jefferson County.
I'm gonna strongly encourage my son Jeff to attend. I think you two would love to catch up too, and with your basketball knowledge. So. And he lives and breathes it, you know. And the other thing I'm thinking, Dr. Cole, you know, when you're here next summer, you know, Jeff does a lot of clinics during the summer, and has you know, maybe we can get you in front of a group of kids from some of the area schools here, because he has a good relationship with, you know, all the schools in the area. So it'd be something to think about. So,
well, they tried to get me back up, but I was they had the Stockwell Invitational,
of
course.
Right.
For Jim and Adam and the Stockwell family, but I was in Florida and I wanted to come back. And the coach here at Belleville Henderson reached out to me to come up and speak at that event. And let's put it this way, I'm always available anytime for any of the schools up there. And let's put it this way, I'm old school, kind of tough, and I go back to the Pistol Pete era where you used to do all the videos and different things. But it's fundamentals, and it's kind of interesting. Joe Vady is still at JCC. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you want to hear a story? I had basketball. I had him in basketball camp, and I had Hal Cohen, who went on to play for Syracuse. Yep. Yeah. And I had both of those, and we had him at basketball camp, and it was real interesting. I had the seventh and eighth grader. I was the head counselor. I had to give out my MVP, and I was going to give it to a Belleville guy, but the coaches pulled me aside and said, no, you are not, you know. And actually, Hal Cohen ended up winning the MVP, and Joe Vady, he was the runner-up at that. And so I'm going to stop in to see Joe Vady. He probably won't even remember me, but we had a lot of fun. And at those camps, you know what was so neat? It was all about community. In other words, when we played YMCA ball, we had players from Sackett, Belleville, Copenhagen. We all played together in the summertime.
Yes.
And we developed relationships. And that, I hope we can do more and more of that in Jefferson County, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. This is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to your visit, Dr. Cole. Go ahead, sir.
No. I'll say amen to it.
Okay. All right. So, folks, if you've been listening to that and you're interested in hearing Dr. Cole speak, it's going to be Thursday, March 28th, 2024, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jefferson Community College. It's a free program. All you need to do is just register, and that takes all of a minute. You just go to my website, agricultureevents.com. That's agricultureevents.com. Or you can call me at 315-782-5865, extension 232. That's 782-5865, extension 232. It's called Future Proofing Your Farmer Business with Dr. David Cole. And just one more shout out to our sponsors, Midway International Logistics, Casanova Equipment, Great Lakes Cheese, North Harbor Dairy, Old McDonald's Farm, Jefferson County Public Health Services, The Cheese Store on Route 3, Taste New York Store right up there next to the Thousand Islands Bridge, Mercrest Farm, Farm Credit East, and Farm Bureau of Jefferson County. Again, that's Thursday, March 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jefferson Community College. And the website is www.agricultureevents.com. All right, folks. Well, that's a wrap. Hope to see you on the 28th. And if not, listen in again to Ron and I here on Jay Madison's Rural America.
Thank you for tuning in to Jay Madison's Rural America. Make sure to join us weekly. If you have any questions about the show, call Jay at 315-782-5865. For more information, visit www.agricultureevents.com or jcida.com. Until next time, thanks for tuning in to Jay Madison's Rural America.